Philippa Charles is head of the union BECTU, which is part of Prospect. Philippa, tell me exactly what you're proposing, how this legislation would be framed.
Good morning, Adrian. Yes, well, members tell us that, you know, even before the pandemic, people were finding it really hard to switch off from work because of always having emails on their phone, laptops at home and so on. So we're calling on the government to introduce the right to disconnect. And we're not suggesting a one-size-fits-all approach because we recognise that different workplaces have different requirements. But what we're saying is that employers should negotiate with their staff about when it's reasonable to be contacted for work purposes when they're not at work.
Right. I mean, isn't the issue there's negotiating what's fair and reasonable, but there's also the fact that you might have it counted against you unfairly if you just don't respond to emails or deal with them, let's say, in the evening. I mean, you know, that happens with me, frankly. Look, just reflecting on my own behaviour. If I've got a producer for the following day's show, there are some who, whatever type, I'll email, what's going on here, what's happening, I don't understand this, blah, 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 blah. They just don't get back to me and I get annoyed. And then others do get straight back to me. Then I end up thinking more fondly, I'm ashamed to say, are the ones who do get straight back to me. So, you know, how do you stop that? What are you going to do about me?
Yeah, well, obviously, I think all of us have faced those challenges and those problems. And so I think what we're saying, though, our research has certainly shown that a third of those who are now working from home are really struggling to switch off. And the inability to switch off is one of the top causes of poor work-related mental health for home workers. So I think what we're saying is there has to be a work-life balance. And as I said earlier, we've sort of recognised that different roles will have different expectations with them, but everybody should have the right to have some time away from work, which is uninterrupted.
So are you saying they should have the right not to respond to emails or presumably phone calls, texts, WhatsApps or anything? That you're saying they should have the right not to respond without it counted against them, or are you saying they should not be sent them in the first place in those hours?
I think we're really saying they shouldn't be sent them in the first place during those hours. This isn't something that is particularly new. So, for example, France have legislation around when workers can be contacted outside working hours, and a new code of practice has recently been introduced in Ireland as well. So, as I say, we're not suggesting a one-size-will-fit-all. We're saying to employers, talk to your workforce about what is reasonable and come to an agreement that will enable people to have a good work-life balance.
So, I mean, it's bound to be complicated, though, isn't it? What if that person needs to be told something which they're going to need to get their head round before 7 o'clock the following morning or when they are due in? Now, if you don't send their email, they won't that email and they don't read it, they won't be properly prepared whatever they need to know. I mean, that's just how it works, isn't it?
I mean, there will be times when people have to be contacted because it's urgent, and there will be roles where people will have to accept that they need to be contacted. But I think it's fair for everyone to have a period of time where they're not routinely contacted with emails or phone calls at any time of the night or day. And obviously, working from home during the pandemic has really blurred those lines even further.
Well, you're head of the union, BECTU, so at what hours of the day do you generally just not respond or not expect to be contacted by any BECTU members? Look, I've just had a lot of MPs telling me, yes, of course, this is a great idea, but it can't apply to MPs. We're far too important. And this is just how we must work. You know, this is just how it goes. But so what about for you? I mean, when do you switch off?
Well, yes, of course, it's a challenge for me too. And certainly when there are emergencies, then I would certainly respond to members if they were in need. But generally, I hope I try not to email my colleagues or people who work with me outside of working hours. And I do try to ensure that our employees get a good work-life balance and are able to really switch off from work. Mm-hmm.